Today's the first day of a new era of growth and hope, particularly for smaller communities and rural areas of Indiana. And we'll start with an announcement by George Fleetwood of AT&T. George.
Thank you, Governor. Let me begin by applauding the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, members of the General Assembly in passing House Bill 1279. In 2005, 14 states passed some form of telecommunications reform legislation. Indiana added themselves to the list earlier this year. At AT&T, we believe that the bill that passed here in Indiana is the most comprehensive and forward-looking piece of legislation that's passed anywhere in the country to date. We believe that the state of Indiana is now fertile for telecommunications investment, and to that end, I'm here today to make an announcement that we will be deploying our high-speed broadband service to all the central office locations in which we serve in the state of Indiana. We have 160 offices in Indiana. 127 of those are currently equipped to provide high-speed broadband. 33 will be completed in the next 12 months. Those 33 are very rural communities in the state of Indiana. I think of that number, only one is a city, Jacksonville. And they count their residents in the hundreds, not the thousands. And the map behind here shows where those communities are, and they are listed in the release as well. As a product of small town Indiana, I think I'm fairly well equipped to say that this will help these communities to compete economically on a going forward basis, and we're very proud to make this announcement today. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Mike.
Thank you, Governor. The free market works. And because these market forces have been unleashed by House Bill 1279, the race is now on to see who can provide the best broadband services across the state, not just in big cities, but in little towns and hamlets as well. The beneficiaries, of course, will be consumers. We will find that the best possible products at the lowest possible prices will be available within a very short time. In fact, this is really beyond my wildest dreams when my partner and I, Senator Hirschman, put this bill together, that we have an announcement this quickly after the governor signed the bill. So I applaud the governor and Lieutenant Governor and Senator Hirschman for their leadership, and I look forward to watching my friends and neighbors get access to broadband across the state of Indiana. Thank you.
Brent.
I just returned from Washington very late last night, where I was extolling the virtues of Indiana's newly passed telecommunications reform as a debate is occurring in Washington on nationwide telecommunications reform. People are excited about what's going on in Indiana. They want to hear the story. Obviously, we hung out a sign that said Indiana is open for business investment, and Indiana's consumers are going to win as a result of that. During the course of the debate, many thought that rural areas would be left behind, and so I take particular pleasure in knowing that the initial announcement with respect to the benefits of reform is going to primarily benefit rural communities across the state of Indiana. This gives them the competitive edge that they need to attract and retain businesses, as well as provide consumers the benefit of the wired world of the Internet. I thank the governor for his leadership and the lieutenant governor for her leadership in rural Indiana, and also thank AT&T and my partner in this, Representative Murphy. Thank you.
Great job, Brent. Partner.
Well, I'm very pleased to be overseeing the first ever Office of Community and Rural Affairs in Indiana. We have with us this morning David Terrell, who's standing back here. David will soon be our official and full-time director of that office. I think all of us in this room know that we have a number of charming small towns in this state, and they have great schools, and they have active churches, and low crime rates, but many of our communities lack opportunities for youth and certainly have very high unemployment. There are so many communities that will never flourish and be full participants in our state's economic comeback unless we connect them with the rest of the state, nation, and the world. We're doing that here today. I know there are so many communities around the state celebrating, including my home area, Bedford, that has DSL, and will now be extended to Heltonville, the home of Damon Bailey, as most of you know. And we just thank you so much. Thanks to AT&T for stepping up to the plate, providing that Indiana is ripe for new investment, and we certainly look forward to additional providers doing the same. Thanks again.
When we are done here today, we're headed for Montezuma. We're one of the 33 communities here. I look at the list, and there's a memory attached to every name. I've cut hair in Duggar, and I've had breakfast in Dana, and I've spent the night in West Lebanon. And we said that we were never going to give up on the small towns of our state. In fact, we thought, given the right infrastructure, the best roads, and the best connection to the world of fiber and frequency, Hoosier towns could compete with anywhere. And we said we wanted Indiana to be a leader in those two areas, and thanks to this legislature, in particular to the two members who are with us today, we now are. So we appreciate very much the initiative AT&T is taking today. We know it's the first of many, and we know it heralds the arrival of a new era of possibilities for every part of our state, including the small towns that made us great. Questions?
Georgia, are these communities that you had no plans to put broadband service in until this bill passed?
We had plans to put it in two. So 31 of the 33, did not have any plans to put in before the bill passed.
What were the two?
I don't recall, quite honestly.
And what benefits does this bill provide you that makes it more lucrative for you to put that in those other communities?
Well, I think that overall, we just wanted to reach out to the state of Indiana and let these folks know that we're appreciative of this bill. Let me move over here. we believe that the environment here is the best in the country for telecommunications investment today. And so we decided to take advantage of that and reach out to the small towns of Indiana and bring those customers the benefits that most of the larger communities that we serve already enjoy.
What difference would this make, both the governor and to these communities? I mean, what is the tangible thing that we can measure here that makes their lives different with this?
Well, I think it brings economic vitality to a number of communities that otherwise wouldn't have it. I think the connection to the broadband is, you know, it reminds me of sitting in a meeting in 2000 in Los Angeles where the chairman of the FCC, Bill Kennard, was speaking, and he said that the communities that are bypassed by broadband are going to suffer the same fates as those communities that were bypassed by the railroad and bypassed by the interstate highway. And I grew up in a couple small towns in Indiana that were bypassed by the interstate, and they're not doing very well. We're bringing the newest interstate highway to these communities.
I was going to say, I think it's all about providing necessary infrastructure, and it's no different with our major moves transportation program than it is with our telecommunications infrastructure, two critical pieces of local economies.
And I would only say that for consumers, it's going to mean more choices and lower prices. But frankly, what was more important, I think, to Becky and to me, even than that, was the business applications, a chance to have a thriving business any place in Indiana that you can plug into the right speed connection to the world economy. That's the single most important thing to us. And coupled with world-class roads and infrastructure of the traditional kind, it means a new era of possibilities for even our smallest towns.
Well, first off, we cannot raise any prices until the middle of next year. That's the initial period of time in which we could. We're not contemplating price increases today. All of our pressure is downward. We have competitors, as we talk throughout the debate of this bill, our competitors are out there in the form of cable companies, wireless companies, traditional telcos, pressure is downward. I think you can look in all sectors of our business. So today we're not contemplating any kind of increases. I'm not saying it won't happen at some point in time possibly, but today we're not contemplating those.
George, is there a money value on this investment you're making?
There is, but I'm not prepared to talk about that today. This is an initial investment announcement as far as we're concerned at AT&T. We're going to have a much broader announcement in the coming weeks, and we're going to put a big number on that at that point in time.
Just so I'm clear on this, does this mean that all AT&T customers will have broadband access when this is done, or are there unincorporated?
No, that's a very good question. What this means essentially is that when we put our equipment in the central office in Montezuma, where we're headed next, anybody within a 2.6-mile radius of that will be able to receive the broadband service at this point in time. There are customers outside that 2.6-mile limit that will not be able to get those. Today, about three-quarters of our customers, prior to this build-out and other build-outs that we have going on, about a little over three-quarters of our customers in the state of Indiana can receive our broadband service. We have a commitment to the state of Indiana to get to 78% by the middle of 2008. We'll surpass that by the end of the year, we believe. And we're just going to continue to build on that number as we go forward.
Is that under the settlement agreement that you
Yes, ma'am. State? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you were only going to do two of these communities, not all of them, but you were still trying to get to the 78% mark.
This is not the only build-out of broadband we have going on. What we can do when we get to the 2.6 miles is put essentially a repeating device, a remote terminal out, and then that extends it. We do that in more densely populated urban areas, and we're still filling in holes even in this metropolitan area. And that's, in fact, where our primary build-out is going on today, as opposed to looking at these smaller, more rural communities like we're doing today.
And in terms of the service that you're going to be offering,
No, you can buy it as a standalone product. Today, if you go on our website, you can buy it for $12.99. That's a real good deal. It's cheaper than dial-up in most instances.
Anything further? We got to hit the road. Thank you.